Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This investment update is brought to you by ETFSA. Invest where it feels like home. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. You might be able to tell I'm excited for this conversation because boy, oh boy, do we all keep learning. Many of you would know that my journey with ETFSA is one that started a few years ago. And last year, we also had the opportunity during August to host what was our inaugural ETFSA summit, where we actually spoke to many of you as Kaya Biz listeners in partnership with Kaya 959 to make sure that we're all on the same train. We talk about building this wealth. We talk about the markets. We talk about opportunities to save for retirement. But how do we make it practical? And for so many of us, we typically say, well, I just don't have enough money, Googs. I just don't have enough time. I just don't have enough this, that, and the other. The excuses end today. If you haven't done this already, do make sure that you log on to the ETFSA website. On that particular landing page, you will be able to find a tab that actually leads you to the starter pack. And through that, you're able to partner with ETFSA and essentially participate in an investment starter pack journey that you can embark upon. We're doing this as Kaya 959 in partnership with ETFSA to make sure that many more of us are able to quite literally build our wealth in a sustainable manner. So join us for this conversation as we do want to ensure that you also embark on that journey. In studio, I'm joined by the manager for retirement products at ETFSA, Susan Ramochabi, who's joining us in studio. Such a pleasure to have you and see you.
I am so pleased to be here. Thank you for the invite, Gugu. I'm so excited to get all this out there.
Yes.
Save as many souls.
Yes.
And get them investing.
Oh, Susan, we're going to remind them in just a moment. You've actually saved my soul, but we'll talk about that when things have settled. But what you're here for is to remind us of the starter pack that we do have from ETF. It's literally to get us kickstarted into investing from as little as 1,000 rand a month. And I've been telling many of my friends, you spend 1,000 rand on lunch. Mm, you spend 1,000 rand on a beverage. Mm-hmm. You spend 1,000 rand when you say, I'm just going to pick up a few things at that pharmaceutical store. Mm-hmm. And you know that you walk out having spent more than 1,000 rand. So this is a good way of making sure that you're able to, on a consistent basis, essentially build up your retirement savings and investment portfolio at large. Let's talk RAs. The last time we spoke to Mike Brown about this, he gave us some context as to why it's important, including their performance and understanding the structure and strategy. But RAs, critical for us to take advantage of when it comes to building and saving for retirement. Talk to us about some of those benefits that exist.
Retirement funds are, I would say, one of the biggest tax advantages we have in South Africa, together with tax-free investments. Mm-hmm. As many of us or many of people listening would know that right now, when you look at retirement funds, you would think that I'm just saving, but I can never access it. But you're forgetting the advantages of it. Mm. How many times we pay a ridiculous amount of tax, but we forget that the country or our country is actually giving us the advantages of contributing to an RA and getting the tax deductibility of those contributions. What does this all mean, Susan? Tax deductibility. It means that for whatever you contribute into your RA, you're getting that credit back. So SARS will tax you less for the amount of contributions you're making into your RA.
Exactly.
So why are you still sitting on that?
Exactly.
Why are you still sitting on that?
And simply put, what you're saying is that if you're able to contribute as much as you possibly can to your retirement annuity, SARS will say, you know what, we see the work you're doing. Here's a refund that you can get at the end of the tax year.
As simple as that, Gugu. If simplified, if you're earning 100,000 and you're saving into your retirement fund 27.5%, which is 27,500, SARS is only taxing you the difference, which is just 77,500. That's all.
100%.
Instead of taxing you 100,000, they're taxing you less what you've contributed to your RA.
Exactly. Susan, by the fact that you're actually quoting the numbers, we know that you know your stuff. You've done the maths, right? And this is important as well for us to actually understand how that does play its role in terms of budgeting and saving for long-term goals. I do want to come back to the theme of, you know, RAs are a long-term goal in terms of savings and investments. And sometimes that's why we get frustrated as South Africans, because we think, yo, 30 years, 40 years, 25 years. When do I access it, right? But remind us as to why this is a critical role of actually part of our budgeting, part of our wealth creation journey, and also how to continue to maximize on it.
Gugu, just to add on that, so when it comes to investing, I could simply put it as every basket has a reason. So retirement savings, a lot of people are reluctant to open or have one because it's long term. You can never access it. But it plays a different role. It's rather your longer term investing in yourself for the longer term.
Yes.
And then you look at tax freeze. It's investing in yourself for the medium term because should I need it, I have it available.
Yes.
And then you have your discretionaries, which is your shorter term. This is where you can create your emergency funds where if I get that flat tire and it's the middle of the month, I go to my discretionary investments. And a lot of people will say, which one's better than the other? But each one plays a different role. RA is not better than tax-free. Discretionary is not better than tax-free or RA, but each one has a role to play in your financial plan. And the importance is understanding how to structure it within your financial plan, which will at the end give you financial freedom. Because if your RA is longer term, you solve for the longer term. And if your tax-free is your medium term, you solve for, let's say you want to halfway through the line, you get the best bargain of a house. Here you are, you have your tax savings sitting at 500,000, you have a deposit. And here's your emergency fund sitting in your discretionary, and you now sitting... And what's worse, Gugu, speaking from an African girl, where we now being promoted to being like the leaders or the organizers of funerals, of ceremonies.
Oh my goodness.
Now you're involved in the financing. So you get that call in the middle of the month. They're like, oh, Gugu, there's a funeral. This is where you'll go. You'll have your discretionary where you'll be like, Wendy, help me disinvest. I need 10,000 because I've just moved into a rather more important role of contributing to things like that. So it plays different roles, and it's so beneficial to have all of them. That's why I think ETFSA created this starter pack to say you don't really need to just have tax fee. You can have all of them.
Exactly.
With just 1,000 a month, you're contributing 300 to your discretionary, you're contributing 300 to your tax fee, and you have your long term, which is your RA, and 400 goes there. Over time, I mean, you were saying 1,000, I mean, for the ladies, even simply, 1,000 for facials is nothing.
Exactly.
So,
for
if
makeup.
You could invest, exactly, if you could just invest 1,000 for yourself for the longer term, the medium term, and the shorter term.
100%. And if you can actually increase it, you know, do so, because it's just working towards your benefit. A reminder that the split between the starter pack, if I'm not mistaken, is 40% to the RA. Well, not 40%. It's 1,000 Rand. 400 Rand goes to the retirement annuity. 300 Rand goes to your tax-free savings account. And another 300 Rand to your discretionary account in terms of savings. And I think this is important as well, because like you said, it gives us a nice spread in terms of understanding saving for the long term with your RA, you know, your medium term as well with your tax-free, but taking advantage of the tax benefits as well as then the discretionary. Let's talk then as well, you know, around the options that come about then when it comes to these exchange-traded funds that fall under the different portfolios. I've had to do my own set of homework after registering for the starter pack. And for anyone who's listening, please do go onto the website, go to the landing page. It's really easy to make sure that you register and you submit your FICA documentation. If all else fails, ask for Wendy.
Yes.
You will be helped.
And she'll take you step by step through everything.
She will. And then you speak to Susan. Who has, I've learned a lot as well, just in terms of understanding the kind of portfolios that are structured, right, to meet your long-term objectives, your medium-term objectives, as then obviously any short-term in terms of discretionary. Talk to us about that and how ETFs actually form part of what could essentially be a long-term budgeting plan.
Gugu, when it comes to investments, and I find a lot of times the discouragement to investments is mainly because of not understanding. Here you are opening a discretionary investment for the shorter term, but you choose to invest in an offshore ETF. That's rather a longer term ETF or a longer term asset.
And that also speaks to the financial knowledge and literacy we need, right? Because you hear NVIDIA is rallying, the Magnificent Seven, you know, US equities at all time highs. That's over the long term.
The longer term.
It's and not a quick buck that you make.
The sad part is like, Gugu, after your experience, you now going out there and be like, oh, ETFs are the worst thing. But what you didn't realize in your whole situation or your experience is that perfect, you open a discretionary, but you invested in the wrong thing over the wrong time frame. So if you right now sitting here and saying, okay, I want my starter pack, but my starter pack in the discretionary is shorter term, you then focus on shorter term ETFs. Those that actually specifically focus the cash interest bearing ETFs. Those that just based on a shorter term.
Yes.
You look into your tax free, you say, okay, I'm medium term to longer term.
Yes.
Then you can go into S&P 500s because you're just like, I don't need this money. I won't be accessing it anytime soon.
Right.
So I can go a little bit more risky. Then you have your retirement fund where, because retirement funds are regulated, the portfolios are structured according to Regulation 28,
yes,
which then limits us according to what can be, how much can be invested in each portfolio.
Gotcha.
So there we have structured.
And just to simplify that, Regulation 28 is basically saying if you've got 100 rand, you can only buy chocolates worth 10 rand. You can buy, you know, groceries with 100, worth yes, 50 rand. And then you can buy, I don't know, pure petrol for 20 rand. It's just about the allocation of
yes,
how far that money
so
goes.
So it actually, for many of my clients that I try to simplify, I always say Regulation 28 is there to save you.
Yes.
Because what used to happen is that people would just go risky, not considering the term. Let's say you have 10 years, mm, but they invest you in something that's rather longer than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are at 10 years ready to retire, but your money has been in the market and fluctuating like crazy. You've lost a lot, and now how do you retire?
Mm.
So Regulation 28 is really there to protect you in the sense that only certain amounts are allowed in equities or in property and so forth. So that when you'd come to me and say, I want to invest my RA, I have 15 years.
Yes.
I know which portfolios you should be allocated to for that term.
Yes.
So it's vital to also understand. And I think also, Gugu, the other part that we as people who are more informed should play is rather sharing this information and say, look, you're opening a discretionary, but before you open, let me help you understand.
Yes.
This. When somebody says an ETF, this is what it is. It's
yes,
a basket. If, let's say, for example, you're interested in property.
Yes.
It has the top 20 property companies. And if anything happens to one of them, this is the effect.
Mm.
None to zero.
Exactly.
Because as much as that company is affected, it doesn't affect your whole ETF.
Exactly.
And you understanding that, your reaction to investments improves.
Exactly.
And I think most importantly with that is that when you do understand how to structure your investments, it benefits you in the long term. Because now when Wendy calls you and says, this is how we're structuring, there's more understanding.
Yes. And also when I talk about the markets being up or down, the gold price on a high or whether it's reached low, Bitcoin and its volatility, you're not rocked by that news because you understand that you actually invested for particular time
yes,
periods and time frames.
Yes.
There's something else that I do want to ask you that came about from a question we had from one of our listeners earlier this week. Following Boxer's release of their financial results, there was a heightened level of excitement around not only the capital appreciation in the stock, but also the handsome dividend payout that they had in maiden dividend. And one of our listeners called in and said, hold on, can I buy Boxer stocks? Are they part of the top 40, you know, Satrix top 40 index? And do they fall in, you know, the top 40 ETFs that actually might exist? And we had to say, hold on, it doesn't work that way. ETFs are typically packaged and unit trusts are packaged according to particular themes, mm-hmm, market size, mm-hmm, types of exposure that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a lesson in that to say you can actually still have an opportunity to invest in particular companies that you might like,
mm-hmm,
or that you buy from or that you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes with interrogating and knowing a lot more detail around the particular ETF or the fund,
mm-hmm,
that you actually have exposure to.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that because there's almost more than 2,000. It's a lot to read as one person.
And you know, Gugu, I think that also teaches us to the fact that I always say even to clients that I like you asking that or
yes,
getting a message like that because not only are they going to be educated, but everyone else who's listening
yes,
or you educating them and they go share that.
Mm.
And I think with ETFs, what actually becomes the main advantage is the fact that not only can you invest in one sector, you can invest in anything you can think of. Commodities.
Yes. Yes.
Like banks. You
yes,
can go offshore. You can go into property. And if you're looking for a specific company, even better. This is where you also go learn and say, look, I'm interested in this company. Which ETF is exposed to this?
Mm.
We then share this information. And like I said, all over, we literally like a hub, information
yes,
hub.
No, you
if
are.
You could put it that way. It's all around. You cannot sort of go into this saying, I'm uninformed. We here. We can guide you. And there is nothing you cannot invest in ETFs.
Exactly. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Susan Ramuchabi, Manager for Retirement Products at ETFSA. If you haven't heard by now, where have you been? We all keep talking about wanting to create wealth, wanting to build and to start investing, whether for yourselves or for a loved one. And ETF has made it really easy in collaboration with Kai 959. All you need to do, 1,000 Rand that you use for your facial, your hair, your nails, the beverage you have over the weekend, maybe that lunch that you might have ordered or had with a few friends a few days ago. 1,000 rand is the bare minimum, and you can easily enroll and sign up for the ETFA starter pack. Join me. We're all on a journey to make sure that we build our wealth. And even if you are someone who is clued up and you have exposure to investment products, do make sure that you actually do interrogate and fully understand not only what it is that you're exposed to, the fees that you are paying, because all of those could easily erode your funds. So take a look at the ETFSA website. Make sure that you do sign up for the starter pack. All you need is a minimum of 1,000 rand a month. And let's all make sure that we build our wealth into our retirement, into our tax-free savings, as well as discretionary. And perhaps, Susan, that's where I also want to bring it, right? Because as I say, we're all in this conversation, and not conversation, but this journey together. Mm-hmm. Something that really alarmed me was the fact that, you know, at times we take for granted that, but I am saving for retirement. Mm-hmm. I work for a company full-time, or I'm an entrepreneur, or I've taken care of this myself. I opened up that account a few years ago. But it is important for us to not only review it with a financial advisor and actually fully detail the inner workings, because typically sometimes that interaction perhaps might be a bit too light. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to actually interrogate the kind of funds we are exposed to, mm-hmm. and the fees that we are paying. And I think it's important for us to share a reminder on that note, because you will be surprised. Heart break and heart attack kind of surprise.
And you know, Gugu, just to add to that, like, when it comes to investments, I would like to give the listeners homework that,
yes,
not only should you be responsible, yes, you can have an advisor, but you're still the responsible party to your financial freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's vital, especially coming from a financial planner, that you review your investments on a yearly. Just like you have your New Year's resolutions, this is what you do to your finances.
Yes.
To go in and say, what is my budget looking like? What can I adjust? What can I increase?
Exactly.
What is the focus in the market now? What should I be looking into investing more in?
Yeah.
Or what? You know what? Let me look into this RA. Is it invested according to my financial plan?
Exactly.
Because what your 5 years ago looks and your 5 years forward looks totally two different things.
Exactly.
You could be better off 5 years ago, and now need to be more conservative in the sense of how you're investing or how you're saving. Or you could be at a point where you need to be more aggressive, like you, for example.
Yes.
You're sitting at a point where you are sitting in a more conservative portfolio, mm-hmm. which you were not aware of, but you still have a good 20 years to go as aggressive as you want,
mm-hmm.
because being in the market for 20 years gives you the allowance. Even if, I mean, Gugu, look at how COVID and everybody went on a panic with COVID.
Oh, yes.
You invested, but if you're my age, there's no worry in the world.
Exactly.
Look at the markets today and the reaction on the day or the months following COVID. Everybody who stayed in the market throughout that time, champagne.
Exactly.
Because they were patient, they allowed the market, and whatever goes down must come up.
Precisely.
And literally, that's all investments about. Patience, understanding, and most importantly, knowledge. Because as much as you think I'm your advisor and I know, me sharing this helps you feel comfort to say, okay, Susan said this works. Let me just investigate this to see exactly that. Because someone could tell you one thing and it could be the opposite.
Exactly.
So it's good for you to also have the responsibility of understanding what is exactly that you invested in,
mm-hmm.
what the term is. Mm-hmm. Because you are in a discretionary investment for the longer term, but you meant to withdraw quick.
Exactly.
How does that work? So it's important to, as much as you're investing, be well informed, guys. There's socials where you can search these things. What is an ETF? If I have 300, what can I do? And at ETFSA, we've provided this platform because we want it accessible for the man on the street.
Exactly.
To be able to say, I'm working for somebody and I'm only earning 15,000. I have 1,000. What can I do? And this is what you can do.
And this is important, right? Because typically we often think that, oh, well, it's too small. It's just too little to start. I need something big. But this is where the magic and the power of consistency and compounding,
girl. And I think a lot of people, we say in compounding, and some people are just like, what? Let me go search.
Exactly.
But compounding is your 2 rand being 5 rand in, or 4 rand in a year, and 7 rand in the third
And people
year.
Might and be asking, how does that happen?
Essentially,
money babies, precisely. That little money had more money babies, and those money babies, and those money babies, and it over, if you don't touch it, because that's also part of the discipline, understanding the time frame you invested
Very
in,
true.
Then it does really make a difference.
Very true, Gugu. And certainly you starting, and I also, another important thing, Gugu, talking about investing and making it as accessible for the men on the street. But I find that a lot of people get stuck in actually actioning it.
Mm.
Because you're like, let me wait till I get that increase, or I get that job, mm-hmm. or I get that bonus. But 1,000 makes it so accessible that even tomorrow you can wake up and say, I'm moving this in my budget. I'm not going clubbing as much as I should,
yes.
or as I promised myself to.
Yes.
Or I'm not going to go on 3 holidays, I'll do 2.
Exactly.
Because then 1,000 goes into my monthly investment where I have a discretionary, I have a tax-free, and I have a retirement fund.
Exactly. If you ask me, skip the shopping on Black Friday. You probably have everything you need right now. Truthfully speaking, do that lifestyle audit, you probably do. The shoes, the clothes, the PS games, the whatever it is, you probably have it already. Rather, make sure that you build wealth. And the truth is, this is for everyone. It's mm-hmm. not just for someone who's starting the investment journey. You could be halfway through it. You could be quite astute with it. But there's an opportunity for you to make sure that you are getting a lot more competitive and well-rounded advice instead of doing it alone, as other platforms mm-hmm. might direct you to when it comes to investing. A reminder to log on to the website, etfsa.co.za. Click on Starter Pack, and there's a red button that says, let's go. Click that.
Do it.
That is where we all are. So if you want to hear my feedback, I will be sure to share the day we have our interaction. But it's a phenomenal journey. Be as open and transparent as you can. And most importantly, ask the questions that you want the answers to. Submit your FICA documentation. Following there, should you have any problems, Wendy's probably going to be bombarded with calls. Ask for Wendy. Tell her
He's
I sent
also Kwasi.
You.
Kwasi can also help if Wendy's on the call. We also here. We will help.
I'm teasing.
We're here for you guys.
The ETF Investor Hub is available to share feedback with you, and they will communicate. But let's start the journey together. By the time the end of November comes, at least we would have done something different that impacts our wealth creation strategies in a positive manner. Susan, such a pleasure seeing you again.
It was awesome. Thank you for the invite. I enjoyed it, Googs. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. Susan Ramuchavi is the manager for retirement products at ETFSA, joining us tonight to remind us of the importance of budgeting, importance of retirement products, and of course, just getting a better understanding of how ETFs form part of your short, medium, and long-term investment goals.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.